I love my job, and there's a lot of folks who have great jobs, people who cover sports, but I think Mark Phelan, who's the auto critic for the Detroit Free Press, has a great job. Mark, it's not fair you get to drive cars and report on them for a living. It's not fair.
Hey, it's really not, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to keep doing it.
Well, the Detroit Free Press recently released the Free Press Car and Truck of the Year. What were they and why?
They are the Ford Focus and the BMW X3. And the Focus, you know, won because it brings a new level of sophistication and technical advancement to compact cars and makes them available to your mainstream price buyers, and the BMW X3 because it raised the level for fuel economy and you know, practicality in the sort of mid-size luxury crossover segment, which is you know one of the hottest segments in the market these days.
Do you get grief for picking a non-domestic car?
I do, but honestly, if I pick two domestic cars, I get an almost equal amount of grief because people think that makes me a homer. So as long as the people who like what I write and the people who complain are roughly even in number, I figure I'm probably doing a decent job.
All right. As you reflect on 2011 and the automobile industry, what comes to mind?
A recovery, a really surprising recovery, and the fact that almost all of the interesting action was in small cars and smaller trucks. I mean, not a single new pickup, except for a couple of heavy-duty trucks that are basically commercial vehicles, was introduced last year. It was all crossover SUVs, which was a kind of vehicle that didn't even exist 15 years ago. And so many good new compacts and subcompacts, the Focus, the Buick Verano, Chevrolet Sonic. It was just a great year for affordable vehicles.
What will we see in 2012?
More technology and more fuel efficiency. We've got the North American International Auto Show coming up in a couple of weeks in Detroit, and looking at the stuff that we expect to be there, there's going to be big increases in fuel efficiency and a lot of new midsize family sedans, the Ford Fusion, Chevy Malibu, Honda Accord, more affordable mainstream stuff, adding more technology.
Will we see some recovery? It seems some foreign vehicles have had some challenges. Of course, Japan, with all the challenges that they face with the tsunami and with the nuclear power issues, do we see them making a comeback?
To a certain extent. I would not be surprised. I think that the bigger story in terms of overseas-based brands is Hyundai Kia. They're from Korea, and they're growing like crazy. And that's going to continue for them this year. Toyota, took a lot of hits because of the natural disasters and also because of the quality problems they've had. It looks like they should recover somewhat this year. Honda, the jury's still out. They seem to have problems that may not be going away after decades in which they were bulletproof.
Mark, I don't know why I think this way. I wonder if others do from your perspective. I just take a great deal of pride when the big three do well, and it really seems like we're getting it and we can compete. And maybe being number one isn't as important as just competing and getting it.
Oh, I think that you're right, and I think that because they're the brands that Americans have grown up with for generations, people feel a little closer to them in some ways, and it hurt when they appeared to be building cars that were not a smart choice. And as they're building more and more cars that do look like the smart choice, I think that does make people feel good. But the overseas-based vehicle companies are building a lot of terrific cars as well, and one of the things that they would point out is that most of them build the majority of their vehicles in the United States these days. So they're certainly helping with the economy as well. But I think that people just feel better when American products appear to be smart, appear to be good choices.
Mark, I'm going to be getting in contact with you, set up an interview for next week. Want to talk about the electric car. We're running out of time now. I got to get to a news break. Happy New Year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.